Thank you and good morning. A be on the lookout has been issued by the Sheriff's Office for 36-year-old Adam Daniel Sundberg, who was wanted in connection with a domestic assault and alleged kidnapping incident that started in Trinidad yesterday morning and ended with a canine unit and a Coast Guard helicopter searching for Sundberg. The Sheriff's Office received a report that Sundberg had gotten into an argument with his ex-girlfriend at the Trinidad Cemetery, knocked the windows out of her car with a baseball bat, and after she fled the scene, tracked her down to the Murphy's Market. Sundberg then jumped into the car through the broken windows and took control of the vehicle and fled the scene on Fox Farm Road. The victim said that Sundberg stopped the vehicle, assaulted her, and then fled the scene on foot into a heavily wooded area, and he remains at large. Sundberg is wanted for felony domestic violence, battery, kidnapping, and criminal threats. Sheriff's deputies and members of the County Drug Task Force arrested 27-year-old Ashley Page and 29-year-old Kenneth Lee Anderson Rose earlier this week after tracking items stolen during a residential burglary to Page's Hillcrest Avenue residence. The burglary happened at a residence on O'Neill Lane in Eureka, and the thieves stole cash and electronic items. And one of those electronic items was used to track the stolen property to Page, who was found inside the house and arrested. Agents with the Drug Task Force responded to an area around Quaker Street on a report of a suspicious person, and after a foot pursuit, they located and arrested Anderson Rose, who was found in possession of items taken during the burglary. Both Page and Anderson Rose were booked into county jail. Jordan Christmas has an update from the Sheriff's Office.
Tuesday afternoon, a passerby spotted an abandoned pickup truck off of Dowd Road near the Pine Creek Bridge in Wichpeck. The Sheriff's Office and Yurok Tribal Police responded to the scene and confirmed that the truck was the Toyota Tundra pickup truck that was stolen in the robbery at a Lower Capel Road residence Sunday night. The three suspects, described as Native American males, stole cash and the vehicle after committing armed robbery at the home while each wearing jackets with the Sheriff's Office emblem. The suspects were not located in the immediate area on Tuesday, and they remain at large.
The Eureka Police Department is looking for a few good volunteers to be part of the department's nuisance abatement team. Currently, three volunteers assist the department with the removal of abandoned vehicles from city streets, 38 cars and counting, and they have also assisted in the recovery of three stolen vehicles. Captain Brian Stevens said the team plays a crucial role, and the impact the volunteers have had is being felt in the community. The focus on abandoned cars that blight neighborhoods is one way to both remove trash and litter, but also eyesores, and the abatement team is dealing with calls stretching back to July of last year. You can find more information about the abatement team by checking the department's website. The county will host its fourth annual interactive community budget meeting tonight, and residents can participate in person at locations in each of the five supervisor districts by following a live stream online or by watching Access Humboldt Channel 10. One key issue for discussion will be how the revenue from Measure Z will be distributed. 53 agencies from across the county have submitted requests for Measure Z funding. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg will be at the McKinleyville High School Library this evening to take part in the fifth annual County Public Budget Meeting. County supervisors will be available to meet with constituents in their respective districts, and the interactive countywide meeting begins at 6 o'clock. Sundberg, however, likes the fact that the doors open at 5:30 because that gives him a chance to speak with attendees one-on-one.
One of the nice things that they do at the budget meetings is at 5:30 before the meeting starts, they have a meet and greet time, and so we get to spend some time with the constituents and ask them, you know, what their priorities are and prep them for what's coming. And so I get a lot out of that too. So I'm hopeful that a lot of people can show up to that.
Sundberg said on Talk Shop that the meetings serve a key role in decision making and that he refers back to the priorities and ideas presented by residents of his district when making decisions throughout the year. He also said it's another way to connect with the public.
It's just another way to get input. You know, we do emails and personal meetings and phone calls, and you know, we try and get as much input as possible from people, so you get a good feeling of the pulse of the community. And I mean, part of it's just being in the community, being out and about and hearing from people. And
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Supervisor Ryan Sundberg by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.